You're listening to episode 84 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. Teaching multilingual learners requires great knowledge of language acquisition theory, teaching strategies, and methodologies. At the same time, it requires empathy, cultural awareness, and openness. And that said, multilingual learners are not only students of EL teachers. They are all of our students. Sometimes when we talk to our colleagues, we might hear a phrase, but I'm not a language teacher. I teach math, science, social studies, you name it, not English. Well, this episode is for all of you who have ever heard this phrase and all of you who have ever uttered it. Today, I will break down why every teacher is, in fact, a language teacher and what knowledge you already have that you can harness to reach students who are learning both English and your subject. Are you ready? Let's get to the episode. Hello, and welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grosslis, otherwise known as Simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. My youngest son is really into mechanics. He loves his dirt bike, and ever since he got his first one, he has learned so much about how the engines work, how to fix something that is broken or taken apart. That said, when I hear him talk to his buddies about their vehicles, so to speak, I have no idea what they're saying. They're speaking English, yes, but if he asked me to bring X so he can do Y, I would be totally perplexed. So every time a conversation turns to his favorite topic, I ask him to teach me a little bit about the words that he's using, or the parts, or the things that he's passionate about. I have no background in mechanics, but he explains things in such a way that makes so much sense to me, and I feel like I am building my background knowledge for whenever I need to go to a mechanic shop and feel more confident about asking them to fix my car. When you think about it, in this case, it is my son teaching me. You likely had situations where your students were passionate about a topic that you were not familiar with and they helped you understand it. But in our classrooms, the typical dynamic is that the teacher teaches and the students are learning. Teachers are the ones to deliver the concepts and the content to the students. So here are a couple of questions for you to consider. As a content area teacher, when you teach and plan for your lessons, do you consider the language that the students will need in order to understand that content? Do you give thought to the background knowledge that is necessary to grasp your content and the concepts? Do you think whether the students already have it? Do you assume that they have it? Or do you think that you might need to pre-teach it? The thing is, content is taught through the medium of language. Language is embedded in every subject area. Even more, sometimes language can be transferred between different subjects. For example, take a word like volume. What does the word mean in mathematics and sciences? What does it mean in literature? What about music? Same goes for words like block, column, base, point, to name just a few. When we help students recognize those key terms and concepts, when we help them understand when they can use them and when they do not transfer, when we show them how to use those terms, words, background knowledge in their communication, whether written or oral, that's what makes us all language teachers. And that's what helps our students reach the content that you are teaching. You may throw up your hands in the air and say, but I teach math, science, social studies. I don't even know where to begin teaching a language. And here's what I want to say. I see you, I hear you, and I feel you. The thought that you too are considered a language teacher is uncomfortable. I believe that, especially if you yourself feel discomfort or haven't had success with studying another language. That is very, very legitimate worry. But let me assure you, every teacher is a language teacher or the teacher of language doesn't mean that every teacher needs to be a language expert. It doesn't mean that you are required to teach and know complex grammatical sentence structures, that you need to dissect sentences and all kinds of other linguistic things. You are the expert of your subject area and the language that is used in your subject area. You are the one that can explain to the student what the difference is between precision and accuracy in science, and the one who can build background along with key terms to the causes of World War II. As the expert of your subject area, you can help build students' awareness of the language and the way it is used in your class, in your specific class. And let's face it, language is used differently in each subject. For example, a lab report might require listing specific items and using key scientific terms to build a hypothesis. A literature and social studies class might be heavily focused on writing paragraphs and essays. A math class will require a yet different set of language skills, from dissecting a world problem to creating charts and graphs and explaining your reasoning. This is what academic language is. There is another phrase tossed out quite frequently, and that is, "But I hear them speak, they're fine, no accent or anything." You may be right, but are they able to formulate their ideas using key vocabulary from your specific class in a way that demonstrates understanding and analysis in an academic language? Academic language takes much longer to acquire and doesn't come as easily and naturally as the social language. For the latter, the motivation is much higher. Communicating with friends and the sense of belonging. The former is more strategic and doesn't always make sense as to why we need to learn it if we can say what we need to say in simple terms, simple sentences, and simple words. We cannot take for granted that students already know the requirements of language use in your classroom either. I work with older students, and many times they may know the concept of the word paragraph, for example, but have no idea about the parts of a paragraph or a layout of it. So it's like a whole new language for them. What is a topic sentence? What is supporting ideas? What is conclusion? In older grades, we also use claim and evidence. How does it translate into an essay? And speaking of essays, same goes for writing essays and providing analytical questions. So I recently had a student struggle with a high-level chemistry, and in a frustrated moment, she exclaimed, "I have taken this chemistry before. I know it. I just don't know how to put into words the answer to this question." And that, my friends, was the inspiration for this podcast episode. You are the expert in your subject area language, and is it up to you to help students understand how you want them to communicate their ideas, how they can express themselves more clearly, and to help them understand the concepts? You may be wondering, okay, I get it, but where do I even begin? So I wanted to leave you with a couple of tips to get you started. So first of all, if you're feeling completely out of your depth, reach out to your building's EL specialist. As an EL teacher myself, I love helping my colleagues with making their lessons language rich and accessible to English learners. Your EL specialist will likely get you started with a simple tip that you can implement right away and that will help you feel empowered. Keep that collaboration, make contact, and remember, EL students are all of our students. Another tip is when planning your lesson, pause and think of your answers to the following questions. So the first one is, what vocabulary is essential for my students to know in order to understand this lesson or concept. Remember, for ELs, it is not just the vocabulary that is technical and specific to your subject area, but also words that can be found across subjects, the tier two vocabulary, like revolution, for example, that they can use to be able to answer, respond, and demonstrate understanding. Number two, how will I engage my students with this language? That is, will I teach the words? Will we practice them as a whole class? Will we practice in small groups? Or will I spend time explaining and in one-on-one instruction? Will I assign words for homework? Will I ask those students to use the words in their responses? The third question is, how will I expect them to show their understanding? Will it be through writing or speaking? Will it be through creative projects? Will I provide word banks for my students to help them retrieve those words when responding? The final question is, what does an acceptable response answer language-wise look like in my classroom? Frequently, students like to take shortcuts and answer in one word or a short phrase. But what if I could ask them to recycle the question, as well as teach them what it looks like, and respond in complete sentences using the vocabulary I taught them and using the background knowledge I have provided? These are just a few questions you can ask yourself as a content area teacher who is the expert in your subject language. I hope you found this explanation and tips clear and helpful. If you are an EL teacher in your school and district, please pass this along to your colleagues. And if you are a content area teacher and would like to keep this conversation going, let's connect. Find me on Instagram at simplyyeva.esl or simply shoot me an email at hello@simplyyeva.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do two things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL ELL teachers. And of course, there's a third thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at SimplyYevaESL, Facebook SimplyYeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.